With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Spectrum Business works with small businesses nationwide, so we know that running your own business means doing it all. Marketing, sales, inventory, customer service, and more. Spectrum One for Business helps you keep it all connected for just $49.99 a month. Get fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi with security shield, and a free mobile line for one low price. Stay connected and do it all with Spectrum One for Business. Only $49.99 a month. Go to spectrum.com/business to learn more. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The Jason and Alexis podcast is brought to you by our friends at Sears Imported Autos, serving four generations of happy, returning customers.
Sears Imported Autos is just 10 minutes west of downtown on 394 in Minnetonka. More information at searsimports.com.
You know what drives me crazy?
Two-hour themed Zoom meetings with our boss.
A phone call from B. Arthur?
No, buying something pre-owned and having it break in like 2 days.
That's the worst!
It is, but you know what? If you're buying a pre-owned car, get it from Sears Imported Autos, and you won't have that problem, believe me.
Really?
Oh, absolutely. They have an amazing selection of certified pre-owned cars that are vetted, not just checked. They are vetted.
Wow, that sounds very dramatic and serious.
Well, it is. Sears takes it very seriously, and they back it up with extensive warranty coverage, which equals peace of mind. You know you're buying a quality car, and you know you won't have to worry about something happening, and I love that.
But I don't want to leave the house.
Oh, I hear you. And a lot of people don't want to leave the house. That's why you can browse and even complete the whole car purchasing process online. Like, from your couch. You can do it all at searsimports.com. Again, searsimports.com. And you can also configure your dream car, and then they'll find it, and even if you want, bring it to your door.
How about financing? Because I assume I have to pay for the car?
Yes, Lex, you do. Sears has so many financing options, and their staff makes that part of it so easy and painless. I'm not kidding, I was amazed when I bought my car there recently, back in November. The financing portion, which I usually dread, took, and I timed this, 6 minutes, no joke. I laughed. I was like, what? It's one of the things I remember most from that glorious day, and it's one of the many reasons why Sears Imported Autos won best of the best from Mercedes in 2018 and 2019. And they've been serving four generations of returning happy customers for over 55 years. That is remarkable.
Sears Imported Autos, 10 minutes from downtown Minneapolis on 394.
For more information or to see their huge inventory, just go to searsimports.com.
What day is it?
Today is May 4th. Which means...
we must face Darth Vader again.
It's Star Wars Day!
Nerd alert! Nerd alert!
May 4th.
It's Star Wars.
Hey guys, happy Star Wars Day.
Okay, my friends.
Laugh it up, fuzzball.
It's showtime.
Good morning, Jedis, and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning, live on MyTalk 107.1 and live streaming in a galaxy near you at MyTalk107.1.com. I'm Jason Matheson, and joining me every single day when she's not threatening to leave me to become a Padawan learner, ladies and gentlemen, Alexis Thompson.
Good.
Okay.
Good morning, okay. Fluffy.
Good morning, buddy.
Good morning, Don McLean.
Oh, that hurts my throat. Good morning, yeah. Kenny. Come on.
Good morning, nerds.
Yeah, I know. And good morning to all of you. And may the 4th be with you. Ooh. May 4th, 2021. Welcome to the show. Yes. Welcome to the day. Welcome to National Anti-Bullying Day. Welcome to Bird Day. Welcome to Firefighters Day. Welcome to National Candied Orange Peel Day. Welcome to National Concert Day. Welcome to National Orange Juice Day. Welcome to National Teacher Day. Ooh. Welcome to National Kids Fitness Day. Welcome to Petite and Proud Day. Welcome to Renewal Day. Welcome to World Give Day. Welcome to to World Asthma Day. Welcome to World Star Wars Day. And welcome to your very first sip. Yeah, I know, Chewbacca. Of your very first sip of coffee.
This is, excuse me, a damn fine cup of coffee.
How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee. How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee.
Alexis Thompson, how is your green milk coffee?
Oh, delicious this is.
Your coffee, how is it this morning?
Cute you are.
Thank
delicious.
You.
Yeah, it's very good today. It's creamy and I had some cream today. Why not? Let's mix it up a little bit, baby.
McLean, I sense tea you have.
I do, and it's dedicated to my two favorite teachers, Dr. Ruth, and not the Dr. Ruth Westheimer, but
from
college, and Diana Botsford, and tastes like a Sith Lord.
Oh.
My sexy beach. Kenny, your coffee, I ask.
Oh, no.
My coffee just headed out the door, and I'm following it. I'll see you guys tomorrow.
I am wondering, why are you here?
So am I. Whoever you are, so am I.
That's Yoda.
Whoever you are.
Oh, no. Let's do roll call. Darth Vader, are you here?
Yes.
Okay. The Emperor. Is the Emperor here?
Yes.
Okay. Oh. C-3PO, are you here?
I'm going to regret this.
Yes, you are. R2-D2, are you here? Perfect. Aww. Finally, Julia, are you here? Perfect. Everyone's here. So there we go. Welcome to the show, everybody. May the Fourth be with you. You will see that all
also
over.
With you.
The Force is with me, believe me, today. The force is strong.
Oh, wait a minute.
The force is strong with me, Lex.
Oh, yes.
Can I tell you something? I have never received so many messages from horny women in my life, and that has never happened to me. Let me be very clear.
Whoa.
Yeah. Herney. No. I posted a pic. I'm kidding, but I'm not kidding in a way. I posted a pic yesterday on my Instagram and my stories.
Stories, okay.
And I put up a picture, Kenny will love this, of my my new trainer. And no joke, hand to Darth Vader. My lightsaber, I swear on my handcrafted lightsaber. I have not received so many messages about a single topic in months. People that have not DM'd me in years. I was getting flame emojis. I was getting and because I used the term, I wrote that he destroyed me in my first workout.
Whoopsie.
I can't tell you how many messages I got back that read something like this. I'd let him destroy me anytime. Every message I received was a version of that. He is. I'm not going to further embarrass him by me talking about how good looking he is, because I am a client. I'm not just a hair club president. I am a client.
It could get weird.
But there is no denying that if you look at the picture, just search for Jason Matheson, you will see Austin. That's his name. He absolutely isn't unattractive. I will say that. He is incredibly, he's a very good looking guy. So much so that Alexis, that saucy mink, sends me, let me.
Uh-oh, what'd she say?
Alexis sends me this text. Where are you, sweetie? There you are.
Yeah,
you
go, I am in that boat.
Lex goes, damn! You know, like Alexis says, damn! How are you concentrating with that trainer? I said, believe me. I said, seriously, Lex, I don't even think about the fact that I'm right now in immense pain. And,
Did you puke during the warm-up?
No, okay. But I could barely drive home.
Yeah.
So
the soreness. Well, that's what you want, though. You
want a
trainer when you, well, for the soreness, but also like it's just like a hairdresser, right? You want a stylist. You want someone who has stylish hair and looks good.
Yes.
And
yes.
So with the trainer, that's kind of you want someone who's fit. Now he's real fit.
Oh, girl, he is real fit.
So what kind of things were you doing? Some burpees or?
You know, I burpeed, let me tell you.
You're like, hold on.
Yeah. No, this is also, as fun as this is, you know, it's also a really, Lex, and you guys will love this because you've been with me for a while. This was also an exercise in really stepping out of your comfort zone. I've had trainers before. I've had Galen, and most of them have been on our show. I have Chad and Galen. And I purposely, because like Will Smith and a lot of us, you know, 2020, you know, fitness kind of went by the wayside. And I decided to re-engage and all of that. So, but I wanted to step out of my comfort zone and get a trainer and get a goal that I've never had before, which is I really, before I turn fitty, I really, like, I want to not be a bodybuilder by any means, but I want to actually tone up. I have lost weight. No, I mean, maybe
rip.
Like that.
Rip.
Just R-I-Lex. Just that. But I told him, and I said, and not that my other trainers couldn't have done it. Galen's still a good friend of mine, but I wanted to do something. This guy is a amateur boxer. He did bodybuilding competitions anyway. And I went to a gym I would normally like be intimidated by because everybody in that gym, Lex, you've been there. It's on Quincy in Minneapolis where they do boxing matches. You and Angel, I think we went to a charity boxing match in that warehouse looking building.
Oh, yeah.
I can't think of the gym's name right now. I'll give him a proper plug later. But anyway, he works out there and I was intimidated. Don, Kenny, and Lex, I walked in and it's not like a normal gym. I was by far the least fit person in there. Everybody in there is, you know, they look like Austin. And I was pretty proud of myself. I wanted to kind of be embarrassed and I didn't care.
Good
and I called Colin afterwards and I said, I was kind of dreading it going. It's like the first day of school. Austin and I had never worked together. I never been in that gym. It's not a gym I would normally go into, not because it's not fantastic, but because it's intimidating for me. And I walked in there and I'm like, you know what? I'm like almost flipped my psyche the bird. I went, you know, screw you. I'm going to do this. And he washed the floor with me.
What kind of thing?
All like chest. And most trainers do like three rounds or three, whatever they call them. I did four cycles, 18 reps in each cycle. Oh. Girl, I was like, I was dying, but I didn't want him to see that I was dying inside.
Yeah, no. Fake it till you make it.
Oh, yeah. I was grunting and I was, you know, and at one point my feet were flailing and he goes, you may want to just anchor your feet down. And because I'm like, my feet were up like swinging because I was trying to.
Yes.
Yeah. I looked like an orange roughie that had just been caught in the boat. You know, I'm like flailing around.
You're using your whole body to try to lift that weight. And
exactly.
They're like, just plant your feet.
That's what he, literally exactly what he said. But yeah, and I was, and he was so cool and obviously motivating. You look at him and it's like, okay.
I can do this.
If I can look like 7% of you, I would be real happy.
Which I'm sure is his body fat percentage.
Exactly. Thank you.
7%, it looks
like. Yeah. But
And also, once you start going, too, you're concentrated on the exercise and not necessarily all the beautiful people around you.
Exactly.
Because you kind of get past that. Just like yoga and all the bare feet that you see.
Yeah.
Just, once you start getting into that downward dog pose, you're like, well, I'm here. I can barely breathe. So it doesn't matter.
And I was just proud of him. He's one of those, he's an entrepreneur, and he started this personal training thing during COVID and really self-taught as far as the business side of it. And I love that. You know how we are with entrepreneurs. I love a great entrepreneur. And so anyway, it was fun. I look forward to, I'm off today.
Did you
today.
Find him on the side of the street, or did you just?
I went to.
Did you
I
walk
to,
by the gym?
When you want to grow your business, use Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Seamlessly collaborate with your team using a suite of built-in tools and features to make your workday easier, like huddles to schedule impromptu meetings and avoid another calendar invite, or Workflow Builder, which lets you automate routine tasks so you can spend more time on the work that matters most. Slack. Grow your business here. Learn more at slack.com.
Spring is here, and you can now get almost anything you need for your sunny days delivered with Uber Eats. What do we mean by almost? Well, you can't get a well-groomed lawn delivered, but you can get a chicken parmesan delivered. A cabana? That's a no. But a banana? That's a yes. A nice tan? Sorry. Nope. But a box fan? Happily yes. A day of sunshine? No. A box of fine wines? Yes. Uber Eats can definitely get you that. Get almost anything delivered with Uber Eats. Order now. Alcohol in select markets. Product availability may vary by region. See app for details.
Giving yeah. go, whoa.
I went to hotasstrainers.com. Yeah.
You, Austin, yeah. Let's go.
You, I'll take you. No, I found a reference to a friend, and yeah, so
nice.
you can see him, and if I put the link to him on my Instagram, good dude. Yeah, I hope Kenny's not jealous. Kenny, don't worry. Okay. We'll still have our Saturdays.
Yeah, I'm fine.
No,
everything's good.
Okay. Yeah. Just was looking at your face.
I don't know. He doesn't seem sad.
He does seem sad. Yeah, I don't know.
Like it's okay.
Fine.
We started off with Star Wars, and now we're talking about somebody else.
He's already napping. I know.
I'll be okay.
Segment.
He'll be
you guys
fine.
Don't worry about me. I'll be fine.
Okay. He's fine. I'll look better for him on our Saturdays. When we come back, bad news in our food segment. Bad. Maybe Dawn has some good news, but I just have bad news when we come back.
Hey, ladies, want to go for a test drive?
I knew it, Dawn. Jason's buying us a car.
So, do you mind if I ask for one with a moonroof and heated cup holders?
Guys, I'm not going to buy you a car. We're going to test drive a new smile.
Rude.
No, goofball. Your smile is great. But look, if you don't like your smile for whatever reason, Dr. Amy at Hughes Dental can take you for a smile test drive.
How does that work?
Well, after someone does one of Dr. Amy's legendary virtual smile consults and they start to consider veneers, Dr. Amy can do a 30-minute appointment where she puts on a composite material that will show the patient what their actual new smile could look like.
That's some Star Wars stuff right there.
Well, that's why I call Dr. Amy, the Yoda of dentistry. Contact Dr. Amy and ask her about virtual smile consults and the smile test drive at Hughes-Dental.com.
Oh, and don't forget, Dr. Amy can be your regular dentist, too. Again, that's Hughes-Dental.com.
And follow them on Instagram for the latest promotions.
Say hey, good looking. What you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me?
Thank you, Hank. Welcome back.
Hey,
it's our cooking, dining, and cocktail segment.
Don't you think maybe?
Hey, good looking. What you got kicking? Dawn McClain. Chip and Joanna.
Yep.
They're not just making vases and rugs and pillows, right?
Oh, for God's sake. You know, some people are a little annoying with their, like, 50 businesses. Chip and Joanna Gaines, like, they didn't have enough to do. They have a whole network now, Magnolia. They also have a sprawling complex, the Magnolia Market, if you've ever heard of it.
Yeah.
And that is in Waco, Texas, where they live. Where they most of the time in the beginnings of their show would redesign people's houses there. Now they have a food truck in their Magnolia Market. Let's start a food truck, Joanna. Sure. When do we have time? Let's wake up at 3:10 instead of 3:30 and plan our food truck.
We've got people for that.
Oh, I guess so.
They've got all those kids. They've got to, you know.
Oh, true.
Child labor.
They always said, like, free labor. We're popping out another kid.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it is going to be a food truck that serves fried pies for $4 each. Sodas are $3 each.
Ooh.
They have 9 flavors to choose from. It's called Maggie's Sweet
pie?
Shop.
It's probably like those. Dawn, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you there.
Go ahead. No.
Aren't they like the McDonald's pies?
It's I think they're like a mini pie. Yeah, a tiny pie that's fried. It's freaking good is what it is.
I'm A-okay with this food truck. Come up here.
Yeah.
Come north.
Yes. And if you want some vanilla ice cream with your pie, it's going to cost you $2 more. But that's only $6. Yeah. And you're probably going to get one of their sock hop sodas as well, because they're doing their own flavor combinations.
Of course they are.
So anyway, it's just another little thing that they're doing.
Yeah.
I mean, fried pies, it's kind of like something you would get at the state fair, but probably a little better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds good to me, girl.
Great.
Sign me up.
Yeah,
You go and do all your businesses gains, and we're going to get those fried pies.
I don't know. I mean, when do they have time for this, though? Honestly.
They have a team.
They probably at this point have like a Bethany Frankel.
Yeah, aren't they just sitting in a hot tub delegating? Hey,
Go make a
food truck, dumb dumb.
Go get some more shiplap, huh?
Yeah. Go make over.
Talk to me until it's done.
Yeah.
I still don't know how there are any houses in Waco that haven't been repaired.
Right.
Yeah.
Are there any left?
It used to be a cult location, and now it's a dream home location.
Yeah, that's probably why they've had to diversify their businesses.
Yes, well, I have, Kenny.
I was in Waco a long time ago. It's an armpit.
Yeah, it is.
Gross. It was just awful.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, they're changing the face of that. That's a destination. I have a girlfriend who is obsessed with Joanna and went to their shop and bought all the swag. They have merch.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Oh,
got the food, got the cookbooks, got the whole thing.
Yeah.
Huh.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking at a video right now. It's pretty crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's like beautiful.
They have festivals now. They have like Magnolia Fest or whatever they call it. Magnolia.
There's a huge restaurant. They have kids playing outside.
Bakery.
People are eating. They look pretty happy. A whole store. They're making coffee, handing out whatever you want.
They really turned that asshole around, didn't they?
They sure. Just this one little part, Kenny, because I know exactly what you mean.
Lex almost choked on her crappy coffee.
Sorry.
Yeah, they have turned that asshole around.
Yeah, this is no longer David Koresh's Waco, you know?
There's something for the Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah, that's all we know
Waco,
for before.
Nobody wanted to go there. No longer David Koresh's Waco.
Come visit everybody.
Yeah. The prices were so low there, they probably got the property for pretty cheap.
Probably.
Uh-huh.
New listener rewards for the month of May. Enter to win gift cards to Williams-Sonoma, Chuck and Don's, El Burrito Mercado, and more. Sign up for listener rewards on our website, which is conveniently the same as our station name. It's mytalk1071.com. It's the hottest thing on the internet. When we come back, almost. When we come back, Bill and Melinda Gates next.
You ain't sure yet, but I'm for you.
We are the home of everything entertainment and pop culture. My Talk 107.1. This is Jason and Alexis in the morning. Hi, R2.
Aww.
It is May the 4th be with you. We're so glad you're here. Mm-hmm. My ex-boyfriend, Jabba the Hutt's here. Hello. Thank you, Jabba.
What did he say?
He said he loves you and he loves your crafts. That's what he says.
Yeah. Nice. That's so sweet. He's a hooker too.
Mm-hmm. I don't know about you guys if you want to pull out your 2021 bingo card, but I didn't have this on my bingo card, and that is Bill and Melinda Gates divorcing.
Oh my gosh, no.
No, I did not.
Never happen. What
in the world?
Yeah.
I am so shocked by this.
Well, here's a little, it's like a 45, 50 second. Here's Ben Tracy, former Minneapolis anchor reporter, now works for CBS. Here's his report last night, and we'll discuss it on the other side. Take a listen.
Back to society. It was a match made at Microsoft, and now it's over. In a statement on Twitter today, Bill and Melinda Gates said, after a great deal of thought and a lot of work on our relationship, we have made the decision to end our marriage. The couple first met when Melinda Gates was a marketing manager at Microsoft, the company Bill Gates co-founded.
I could sense that he was a bit interested, and it took him quite a few months before he finally asked me out.
The couple have three children, and for the past two decades have been a powerful force in philanthropy, giving away more than $50 billion.
It became something that, you know, we get to do together. We're partners in crime.
In 2000, they started the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation to address issues of poverty and disease around the world. More recently, Bill Gates has shifted his focus to tackling climate change. In their statement, the couple says, "We will continue our work together at the foundation, but we no longer believe we can grow together as a couple in this next phase of our lives." This comes just 2 years after another billionaire tech titan, Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos, announced his split from his wife of 25 years, Mackenzie. Bill Gates is the fourth richest person in the world, worth approximately $130 billion. The financial details of the divorce are not yet known.
Oh, but they will be. Anyway, What do you guys think?
Jason, I read this and I was like, I had to read it again and see other sources, because they're not the PDA couple that they're making out all the time in front of us, but it's similar in their philanthropy and their giving. They just seem like such a solid couple. And look, we never know what happens behind closed doors and in private, but they just seem, it's almost like a Tom Hanks and
Rita Wilson.
Like, if they ever announced it, we'd be like, whoa. They were kind of on that same level for me. The other thing that I didn't realize, but their youngest child is 18. You hear from a lot of parents who they're empty nesters now, and they're looking at each other going, what do I do with you?
Yeah.
Or they held on until the oldest graduated from high school, and you hear that a lot too. So in that way, I was like, oh, okay, maybe that could be part of it too. And then you also think beyond that, they did have a prenup, but what about their foundation? What about all, I didn't realize this too, that the Gates are the, they own the most farmland in America.
I didn't realize that.
I was like, all these fun facts about, and they have all these like antique artifacts and all this stuff. So I don't know what's going to happen with all of that, but regardless, it's sad to see a relationship end, but it sounds like they've been working on it.
So, Wiz, were they married before he was super rich?
He had already started. He wasn't super rich.
Okay. I think maybe five supers.
Would he be rich enough to get a prenup? Did he get a prenup?
Yeah, they reportedly have one.
Okay. Yeah. Did you guys mention that? I apologize.
I read that they did not. I heard they did not.
The New York Times said that they have one, but
Maybe I missed the word not. I just saw the word prenup, and I'm like, okay, if they're mentioning prenup, I usually just assume that they do not have one. So
okay, well.
Yeah. So hopefully it might just be an amicable split. Look, and figure it out. Maybe they already have it already together.
Maybe this is an oversimplification, but I got to tell you the first thing, and I actually tweeted this in response to somebody.
Yeah,
marriage is hard. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know what I mean? Marriage is hard.
Yes.
And I think you are possibly onto something, Lex. With the kids, you spend so much time being a parent that sometimes being a husband and wife and an intimate partner goes by the wayside. And then 18, 19, 20 years later, when you are forced to kind of rediscover that with the other human being that you married, time has kind of slapped away a lot of the stuff that you guys found in common when you met. And you're kind of looking at this person sitting across the dining room table going, do we have anything in common anymore? Like, what are we going to talk about? I don't know.
Who are you now? Who am I
now? Who knows? Yeah. So
if being a parent has so defined you.
Yeah.
He's 65. She's 56.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to tell you something right now.
Yeah. You ready for this?
Oh, my God. Yeah, go ahead, Kenny.
Not
Bill
ready.
Gates.
I'm ready for it.
Not ready?
I'm ready.
Bill Gates is an alien. He is not a human being.
He's
not in this world. No. Listen, the government is slowly letting Air Force people talk about the saucers and UFOs they see.
They're slowly letting us in, allowing
us to know this. And I guarantee you, within 5 years, we're going to learn that Bill Gates is an alien. He is not
Kenny,
a human.
Kenny, all you're doing is rallying up the residents of Earth 2 that listen to us.
And also Elon Musk. He just
no,
got a
Dawn,
little
off. Damn it. Are you two trying to appeal to Earth 2? What are you doing?
No.
What
about Jeff Bezos? People don't believe in this stuff. This is Earth 3.
Yeah. Yeah, this is beyond.
This is Earth 3.
Look, here's the deal. Here's the real deal.
Yes.
What's the real deal, Kenny?
These two have not suffered enough together. They have not burned furniture in the winter to stay warm. They have not owed $80,000 around town. They have never had $10 left in their checkbook. That's why they're getting divorced. They haven't gone through anything together.
Oh,
give me a break.
Good point.
They got the biggest house in the world, the most land in the world. They probably their bedrooms are probably on separate wings of a mansion. Give me a break. They have not suffered. They have never had to sleep together in the same bed because it's so bleeping cold in the house that you have to hold each other for warmth. They don't know what it's like to eat SpaghettiOs. They don't know what a ketchup sandwich is. They haven't suffered. That's why they're
community. Can't that break a couple, too? You're like, screw this ketchup sandwich. I'm out of here. Bye-bye. Well,
that's my theory. Anyway. That's my contribution.
Gosh. I think that's a great theory, Kenny. I think that those kind of things bring you together. And, you know, maybe they just haven't experienced it.
Yeah, roommate and I don't like each other at all, but we've been through so much together that we can't possibly. I mean, we have to stay together
because there's going to be a big S show around the corner, and you're going to have to be together to get through it.
Yes,
guys,
we need each other.
We
are a team.
Guys,
whether you like each other in that moment,
friends. We just received a text message from the Dark Lord from the Hose Beast. She writes, wonderful, great, crazy Kenny's conspiracy theories news segment. Yeah.
Yes,
I support this fully.
Look, this didn't occur to me until I looked. I typed in how old is Bill Gates and his photo come was up.
This episode is brought to you by Liquid IV. When you hydrate with Liquid IV, you're powered by HydroScience. HydroScience is Liquid IV's science-backed formula with an optimized ratio of electrolytes, vitamins, and nutrients. Experience great-tasting hydration for mental clarity, physical endurance, and overall well-being. Sip into something that up-levels every moment. Liquid IV. Tear. Pour. Live more. Visit us at liquidiv.com.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
I'm like, that is not a human being.
He has the look of an alien. What about his picture made you go alien?
Just everything about it. It's like,
his haircut.
Come on. I know you put that face on over your robot head or whatever's under there.
It's kind of a blunt cut, isn't it?
Oh, no. He's a cyborg now.
I do pause to acknowledge there is a little Kermit the Frog going on in there. I mean, there's a little. Hey, no. He's a little. Yes,
Bill Gates here. It's genius.
Oh my God. I'm just going to replace all my parts one by one, so I'll be a complete robot.
I know. I really do think, guys, I'm sticking with it. I'm sure it's multi-layer. I'm sure it's the cake.
Everybody. Come on, we all grow apart. That's what marriage is all about.
It's true.
It's, do you have the balls to stick it out?
Growing apart is what marriage is all about.
That's it. Ask anybody that's been married forever.
You're speaking some truth right there, Kenny. It's so true. Just some days you're like, whoa, what am I doing? It's a choice, right? Every day. It's a choice. Do you guys think, though, that it was just growing apart, or is there something more scandalous going on? Could he be in a relationship with someone else?
No, they
or
both
maybe
said,
spend
no.
too much time in the trampoline room?
No.
The trampoline room.
The trampoline room. What is wrong with you three? What is going on here?
Is this a fact?
No. Yeah, they got a whole room in their mansion that's just trampolines.
Oh, yes. Yeah, see, like the jump places.
Your marriage is never going to last if you have a trampoline room. Sorry. If you're so bored with life that you have a trampoline room, it's over. It's over.
Just let it go.
I'll say goodbye.
No
one ever cared if I should live or die. Time and time again, the chance for love has passed me by.
Oh, Dawn has her flashlight out, everybody. That's right. It's like set. Here we go. Here's my favorite part. Right. Bill Gates must live his life alone now.
Okay, who's going to date first, guys? Bill or Melinda?
Bill.
Think so? Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
You're going to jump on that lily pad and find a sweet honey.
Why are there so many songs about rainbows?
Why are there so many songs about rainbows? On the other side.
6:42. We're going to get a control of ourselves. I doubt it, but we may. Elon Musk, speaking of another crazy rich person.
I can break down his issues too, trust me.
Yeah, he's got lots.
Well, Dawn's going to tell you about another when we return. Stay with us.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor from like the 70s or 80s.
All across America, the song of freedom rings. The song is growing stronger every day.
Every day.
It tells us when we listen to the message that it sings. Let us lift our voices. We can make the choices. We will make the most of all the best that freedom brings. Sizzler is the one who brings us choices. Reaching out across the USA. Each and every day, get a little freedom in your life.
This has been a Jason and Alexis classic commercial. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
All that for Sizzler, and that is only 1 minute of a 4:41 commercial. That's right.
It's a music video.
And a little bit later, we'll pick it up right where we left off, and we'll just play it until the show ends. There we go. That's right. We'll play it in the next commercial break. Meanwhile, Jason and Alexis in the Morning right here on My Talk and streaming worldwide on our My Talk app. And don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel where you can watch radio. It's amazing.
Ooh.
Elon Musk, he's hosting SNL.
I can't wait, you guys, for this weekend.
I can't even say it with a straight face. What's he doing in prep, Dawn?
Oh, no. Okay, so...
What's he doing?
So he put on Twitter, throwing out some skit ideas for SNL, what should I do? In this Mashable article, the writer says he's funny like a dad trying way too hard to vibe with his teenage daughter's sleepover guests.
But it's not so funny.
He's funny because he comes up with crazy, completely outlandish misinformation about COVID-19. He's called staying at home orders fascist. So that's just the context of where these people are coming from. So once again, throwing out some skit ideas for SNL, what should I do? Paul F. Tompkins, the comedian, said, fake your own death and don't do the show.
Oh, my goodness.
And then another comedian said, named Chris Redd said, first I'd call him sketches.
Yeah.
Then John Lovitz tweeted.
Yeah, 'cause he says skits.
John Lovitz tweeted, one time on SNL, I said, I have a few ideas for a skit. Lorne said testily, John, we don't do skits. Skits are what they do on the Carol Burnett show. We do sketches.
Oh, big difference.
Jeez. Oh, my gosh. Oh.
Well, the other tweet that got people really mad before that one, he asked, let's see how live Saturday Night Live is.
Oh, yes.
And some cast members were like, uh-oh. Okay, really, before this even starts, we're going to go there. The other thing, I didn't realize this, but I guess Lorne Michaels does not force the cast members to be on this on with whoever the host is if they decide they don't want to be. He doesn't force them. They could just walk away.
Yeah.
I'm like thinking, would you do that, though?
No.
I hope that he comes to play and he's willing to make fun of the baby names and dog coin and going out of outer space. I mean, he has to be able to play.
Well, I've read a few books on SNL that are fantastic, by the way. So fascinating. The guest hosts, like, slow your roll, Elon. The guest hosts don't have to come up with...
It's not your job. It's not the writer's job.
Thank you.
And then you act what they tell you to
do. You
can come up. I'm sure you'll have some creative input. But you're not running this show, literally.
No.
Yeah, what other hosts have ever tweeted out something like that? Like, help me with some skits. And you're like, wait, what? Sketches? Wait.
Bradley Whitford from The West Wing, correct?
Yeah. Yes.
He said, come up with a business model that doesn't require union busting. There's another guy who goes by the Twitter name of 2024 presidential candidate Richard Butt. He said, here's a skit. You're trying to find something in your pockets, but all you keep pulling out are handfuls of apartheid emeralds.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, it just goes on and on.
Is this the most genius thing ever or the dumbest thing ever?
For Lauren?
I can see why Lauren. It's genius on his part.
Genius
but for
SNL.
Elon to even put himself in this position, I can't decide.
I don't know, because it's one of those things where, you know, he's not going to, well, unless he's horribly offensive. I think it's a net plus for both of them because he's not going to do any irreparable harm on that show again unless he does something highly offensive. Yeah. And for SNL, my goodness, this has been 9 days of free publicity that we're contributing to right now. And that's why Lauren is who Lauren is, you know?
Yeah.
Do you think he's having the same... same thoughts that we have when we're going to an appearance? Is it, you know, we all think the same thing. Is it too late to back out? How do I get out of
it? Oh, no.
He's way too arrogant.
No.
Into the parking lot going, I should just turn around and go home.
Kenny, I don't know what you're talking about. I've never felt that way.
Just me? Okay.
He has not one bit of humility in him. So
He's walking around with spotlights. Like, here we are. He's got ring lights all around him. Like, here I am.
He's not scared to death like the rest of us.
No. I've never dreaded going to a single engagement ever. No. Not even our furniture fashion show in 2010.
Oh my gosh! I found the pictures of that, Jason. By the way, broadcast behind the house. I've got to share those because I just found those behind the dream house, and then we did the furniture fashion show right after our show.
There's photographic evidence of our furniture fashion show.
Can we zoom in on your faces, please?
We look like babies, but I will share those with you guys.
We look like naive babies who haven't quite learned how to bitch out loud yet to get our
way. We were
so gullible. Whatever B. Arthur asked of us, sure, we'll do it. We're the new kids. And now she wouldn't even be able to get the text typed before I would reply. No. No. I don't even, you're not even done. I see your thought bubble on the text. I'm not even waiting. No. Yeah. Whatever you're going to ask, no. No.
Oh my gosh.
I see the text bubble coming. No. No. I'm not doing it. So. But please, like, she got to post the furniture fashion show pictures.
Oh, yeah. No, this is from the broadcast from us behind the house.
And if you're new to us, this was our very first event ever when Lex and I started on the station, and it was billed as this great opportunity, and we got there, and they put us basically in the public restrooms, and we had to host a furniture fashion show, and we'll let all of you in this commercial break figure out what that means and how you do a furniture fashion. We still don't know 12 years later.
With one guy in the audience.
With one guy
who was a lovely ottoman making its way through the...
Yeah.
What? Hey, look at the footstool.
The 7 o'clock hour starts next. Yep.